we try to serve Guru and Krishna, Vaishnavas. And other side, due to Purva Sanskar, the tendency to offend, like that Kunjara Saucha, elephant's bath. So two battle is there.
I wish to try to use our free will only to connect more and more with the positive side. Jata saddha mat kathasu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkha atmakam kaman parityagi panishara tatu hajitamam prita saddhalu dhriha nishchaya jushamanaschatan kaman dukkho darkamascha garhayan tigbrena bhakti yogena jajatu masakarnamune kamar hidajya nushchanti sarvi mai hiri sthiti vidyati hirayakanti. In Ekadash, again this slok occurs, vidyati hirayakanti. It is in the first canto and also in the 11th. Jata saddha matkatasu. One who has got some faith in me, matkatasu. Nirvinna sarva karmasu. And in wholesale dealing, he does not want any connection of the world. No charm. Nirvinna sarva karmasu. In a general sense. His general resolution is of his mind to leave them and come ahead. Go ahead. Veda dukkha atmakam kamam. He knows fully well that if I indulge myself into exploiting habit, Bedukha, it will produce some misery, some reaction, fear to come. Bedukha atmakam kama, parityagi manishara. But sometimes things seem to be helpless, can't control. Manishara. Matkadasu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkha atmakam kaman mat parityagi punisya tatu bhajitamam prita saddhalu dhira nishchaya. But there is no other way to be recommended. But with more intensity to trek to the same course, no other alternative. Only this ananya bhakti, the exclusive devotional path, that is the only relief, no other. So, tatu bhajetamang prita sar, try his best to increase, the increase his positive activity as much as possible. Vajetamāṁ pīta saddhālu dhira nishchaya, with more firmness and more perseverance, he will try to follow the same course. That is the only way, no other alternative. The exclusive way he has, the maximum beneficial way he has got. So he will try to, the whole energy to devote to, intensify his journey towards the positive. Saddhālu dhira-niṣṭhaya jusamānaśca-tān-kāmān dukkho darkānaśca-garhan. As long as he cannot shake off all these previous habits, he will have to tolerate. But they are tān-kāmān dukkho darkānaśca. And that will produce some misery. And he will have to suffer to take it in his back. Dukkhu udar kamskara, tibbin bhakti jaditu maasakimune, kama hridajya nushanti, sarvimai. Then gradually the day will dawn. He will find one day that they are retiring, that after trying their utmost, now they have failed and they are going back. the cooler darkans to Godhead, the brain bhakti yogino, jayatu maa shakrinmane, kamar hidajya nushanti, sarbi mai hidisthite. Gradually I shall come down in the plane of his heart and everything will be cleared out. That the night of the hail and storm that will go away, and the dawn with the clear sun will arise. That is said. This is in one's own case. But if he finds such a case in the Vaishnava superior, then Jiva Goswami Prabhu has told that there may be some misconception also. In one's own case, he will deal himself with this idea. And in another case, especially if he is considered to be higher Vaishnava, he is advised to that there may be another thing, another outlook. What is it? Sometimes in a Vaishnava or higher realization, some anartha abruptly sin is sent to come, to appear. But that is to increase the speed of his progress. Do you follow?
Yes.
Something undesirable things, events take place, and a repentant fire of great intensity came there, and pushing towards the higher, more higher region. Just as the rocket is thrown, the background gets a very great push, is it not?
Yes.
Do you follow?
Correct, yes.
If you want to take a leap, some pressure in the back side. So sometimes in the case of Vaishnava, it is also maybe a sin. There's something little wrong anyhow appeared in his heart, and a great fire of reactionary type. Made him help to make a great progress. What am I? How this came to me? For that sometimes is sin in a Vaishnava of higher type. So we may not misread that. That is not really a part of progress. By the Lord's wish for greater promotion, sometimes apparently it comes there. That should not be reckoned as setback. That should be included in the improving life. Hare Krishna. Goswami Prabhu has mentioned this. Be careful about to judge the Vaishnava character. There may be, by the wish of Lord, such event also. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Chaitanya, Nidai Chaitanya, Nidai Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu, Golden Mahaprabhu. And sometimes it is also possible that we can't understand his ways, we think it otherwise. So we are warned not to venture to discuss about the practices of the Vaishnava. Vishtai shabhava jaritvait babu sascha dosai no prakritattam yo bhakto janasya pashi dangam bhasam nakalu budbuda phina pankai brahma dravattam apagachati nira dharmai
upadeshamit
drishti shahava janite babushastra dosa. If we find a Vaishnava, he has got a disease, why? He is a perfect man. The Gurudev considered to be perfect. Why he suffers from disease? One Vaishnava, why he is blind? Why he is lame? Why he is not perfect? If he is favorite of the Lord Supreme, then why this sort of defect shall be? Svabhava janite bapushastra, and also easily irritated and chastising, giving strictures to the disciples. All one have got particular taste for particular food. Why these two things should be? These trifles may disturb our mind. That Rupa Goswami gives us varna. Drishti svabhava janite bapushastra dosha, physical or mental. Dosha, any defect, if you detect in a Vaishnava. Don't reckon it as this mundane, defect. Don't consider those things to be mundane. There's a polluting. Gangam bhagam prakritattva bhakta janasya pashyet. Gangam bhasang nakulu budbuja phena pankai brahma dravattam apagacchati nira dharmai. The example is given of this Ganges water. The Ganges water, if we touch it, we are purified by the order of the Creator. It is told that if you touch, you are purified. You need not take bath. But if we find that there is some dirt there, budbuda, the fermentation, budbuda phena, and the pankoi, and mixed with mud, then that water can't cure you, if you think. But it is not so. The dirty Ganges water can purify you, that purification. What would be affected you, that is not of mundane type. That is of another type. So this dirty character cannot force the Ganges water to lose its purifying, that purification in another plane. So this trifling thing that Vaishnava is little ill, he is fond of a particular fruit, or he is enraged with a particular man, he cannot do his duty properly. By these things, a Vaishnava cannot be judged. In another plane, his activity, his purifying tendency is being spread and transmitted in another plane, in the highest plane, in the plane of the causal region. So we have to take that. Bear that. Not the external features should be identified with the internal things. In an earthen pot, the pure water may be. In a golden pot, a poisonous water may stay. So, by the external activity, we can't judge the internal man. Internal signs must be found to judge him. Defect in that plane must be found, not defect in this plane. This plane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So many Parshada Bhakta were Grihastha with Mahaprabhu and others, and they are giving birth to child. So they come in connection with the women. So they are suffering under last day. Propensity, we should not take like that. We are so low in our nature that we cannot conceive that without lustfulness one cannot produce child. The ideal is high. Paryavai griho nidhinam, Bhagavatam says. Gita says, Parjanaschal, Gita says, Prajanas chasmi kandatpa. Whereas only production is necessary, as come, I am there. Not rottari, not for sense pleasure. When for sense pleasure to united, I am not there. Eh? Only necessity of producing child, I am there. That is as pure as anything. The attitude is to be blamed. The exploiting, the tendency is to be blamed, not the activity. Karmani japa akarma japa siddh akarmani cha karma. Sabuddhima manushyeshu sajukta krishna karma ket. When one can detect no action in action, and in absence of action there is action, who can detect? In such a way, he is really a man of reason or intelligence, proper intelligence. Do you follow? Yes. No.
Yes, yes.
Eh?
No.
Yes.
I do not understand that verse from the Gita.
In Gita, anāsakta. If we are anāsakta, if we have not a special exploitative agency, then I am an agent, sent person of the main power. Hattar Shivam Lokan Nohunti no Nibuddhate. He may be agent to kill the whole universe, but he does not do anything. 100% agent of the absolute force, that absolute way. Praying in the absolute way, 100%. It is possible. Faultless activity is possible. Kant says, German philosopher Kant, that no action can be completely pure, only goodwill. But we shall say, so-called goodwill is also impure here in the mundane world.
Yes.
So, any action, the standpoint of service, and standpoint of renunciation and standpoint of exploitation should be judged. Anything, maybe every action may take place from the plane of exploitation and plane of renunciation for retiring purpose. And gradually it will vanish. And the highest plane, only by the, to carry out the divine will of the Lord, whatever is free, nirguna. That is nirgun. Everything may happen, but selfless, not only selfless, but from self-surrendered plane. any insinuation come, carrying out his orders. It is difficult, but still it exists. It may be difficult, but it is there, and that is our highest thing of attainment. Not this vilas, not movement should be rejected. Movement, dynamic character, it may seem to be equal with the exploiting energy, but it is not so. The current coming from the absolute center and you are obeying the order, that is automatic, that is not gone, colorless, heartless, of any selfishness, any crookedness is not to be found there. The clear, automatic, purest way. All good, absolute good. Origin is absolute good, the way coming, and you are an unit of that plane. So that is desire. Our most desirable thing is that. Nothing is bad, but the attitude, the poison within, that poison should be driven. Everything may remain, the poison should be removed from within. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bhava, Gaur Hari Bhava. To serve the Vaishnava, to serve the Guru, to serve the Lord, we will be up to anything. Even we shall take the risk of going to hell and contracting for eternity. So much risk. But the whole concentration for the center. So it is nothing, it is saved. No apprehension. Practically. But so much risk gives us for promotion to the highest quarter of the servitors. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Desh Krishna Maharaj, he wanted to hear, very fond of hearing from me, but I told him, Savan and the Kirtan, not only Savan, Savano Kirtano Jale Kaya Sajan, to receive and to reproduce, that is what is naturally necessary. Savan Kirtan, to receive, to hear and to chant. To receive and to reproduce, to distribute. Two things together. Only taking goods from the higher capitalist and stock it, that's my powerful idea. Distribute it. Your good set must be vacant and get supply and give supply, the current. That will be more helpful for one's progress. And the market will be acquainted with the market. And to face and of different type of demands. And accordingly to get selected goods from that this is the demand of the market. I want such things. So the steel character will be eliminated thereby after that living business. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Okay, Govinda Maharaj. Gold from God, gold from God.
Srila Sridhar Maharaj? Dronacharya, he was a Brahmin.
Yes.
But he held a grudge against Maharaj Drupada.
Yes.
So how is that possible?
Yes.
That he would, that a Brahmin can hold a grudge.
Brahmins are not free from grudge. You say in the Puran, so many Brahmins, they are throwing cards to this man, that man. So, the higher type of Brahmin, they may not have. Durbasa, he is also throwing cards to all that, like a Vaishnava, Ambarish Maharaj. So, Brahmins are not free from, they are approaching to the to renunciation, to the plane of renunciation, but not fully attained that. What to speak of them? Even Chatushan, he, they went to visit Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Narayan, and when Jai Vijay, the gatekeeper, they opposed and they threw cards upon them. And Narayan came out, but they acquired some power, so cards must take effect. But Narayan, he gave stricture, mild stricture to the Chatushama, the Brahmins, the Guru, Brahmins of higher type, in the tinge of devotion. There also it came. But sometimes it is required to help some lila of Narayana. In the Vaishnava school, okay? That may be of two types. Somewhere they are utilized as instruments of the Supreme Will. They are faultless. And sometimes that previous tendency is still pursuing that man. So, particular cases should be judged in particular way. Individually, cases should be judged individually. Sometimes for universal play it may be necessary, and sometimes the past tendency of exploiting the environment is not yet finished. Dhanacharya. Dhanacharya was insulted by Drupada perhaps in his previous life. So he took the advantage. Dhanacharya was a poor Brahmin. I don't remember completely, but as much as I remember, Ashwatthama, his son, for some milk, he had no milk to give to Ashwatthama, and some rice powder with water prepared like milk was given to Ashwatthama, and very satisfied began to die that I have drunk milk. And that caused some pain in the heart of the Rajaj. And he approached his classmate Drupada. That I am very poor. My son can't drink a little milk. So if you help me to a certain extent. But Drupadi anyhow dismissed him. And he had that crash. The poor Brahmin, I approached my Kshatriya friend, he's a king, but he dismissed me without considering the least. He could not understand my inner pain. So when, after that he came to Bhisha for some engagement, service. And Bhisha knew him previously. Dronacharya was a student of Parashuram, and Bhisha was also got training of weapons from Parashuram. They knew one another. So Bhisha kept him as the training master of the Kaurava Pandava, get engagement. And when both the Pandava Kaurava, they acquired satisfactory knowledge in fighting, then they offered that we want to give some Guru Dakshina. Then Dronacharya, how I am to utilize this, then this Guru Dakshina, the memory of the misbehavior of his former classmate Drupada came in his mind. And he ordered them, just go and capture the kingdom of Drupada for me. And they went and they captured successfully. The Arjuna was there. So he was successful. And but perhaps, as much as I remember, took Drupada as captive to the Dronacharya. Then Dronacharya said, what is this? You did not spare a farthing to purchase a little milk for my son, and today I am the king and you are ousted. What's the fun? Anyhow, I as a Brahmin, I don't want your kingdom, you go and take it. I have given you some lessons. I have taught you a lesson. Perhaps that's the story. That's a common yelling.
Oi, Kelam.
Hari Krishna. What's your name?
Zayagopan.
Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Ramata Yasini, Kartika Sabni Akshudin. Nidai. Kriyashti. Okay.
Many devotees in the West are interested in astrology. Can you say something about the benefit of astrology for devotees, or whether that's not beneficial?
Astrology?
Astrology?
Has nothing to do with devotion, but one who has already acquired that knowledge, he may utilize it for preaching purpose. That is, to capture people with that, just as Yoga Siddhi so people may be attracted by them, and then he will, yes, as Tamal Krishna Maharaj is going to China to open hostel, restaurant, and gradually to enter into the mind of the people. So through the astrology one can enter into a particular mind with the plea of astrological knowledge. Otherwise astrology has nothing to do with pure devotion or any other knowledge. But that may be utilized for the purpose of recruitment. If it is already there. Vaishnava of lower order, that may be a temptation also. It may be harmful. Then by the knowledge of astrology, he may come to such association that may lead him astray to money or women or fame. Take me away, kamani pratishtha. By exercise of that too much, if it is not controlled to serve the Vaishnava, the Sampradaya, then it may snatch him away from the path of devotion. If in preliminary stage, that is, if I ride on a horse and I can't control, then the horse may take me here, there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Is it of any use for a devotee to know what his future holds through astrology?
No, Vaishnava transaction is independent of astrology. The astrological calculation cannot always cover the Vaishnava life, their development, their movement, their fortune, cannot reflect. With the previous karma, the future prospect drawn in the astrology, that also may be cancelled. But that wonderful new development, that do not care the astrology, because the previous karma, it is according to the calculation of the previous karma. But that may be ignored. So there is a saying, Krishna Bhakta Yadi Hai Balavan, Vidhi Kalam Kati Kare Khan Khan. If a strong devotion appears in a devotee, then he can cut asunder the laws and rules of the Creator, even of the Creator. The favor on a person of a king may take him independent of the law in the administration. The law always does not apply always in a person, on a person who is a favorite of the king himself. That is another way. That cast a shade in the future that the such nature, such class of past can produce this future. The calculation is the of the previous activity, that gives, casts some shadow on his future. That is astrology. But this, that past is the whole thing, can be removed and demolished in a particular case of a Vaishnava life, the life of a Vaishnava, can be ignored. Previous karma that vanishes, diminishes according to the degree of devotion. No new karma grows and the previous karma also destroyed by the power of dedication. When the karma itself is removed, then its forecast, its future production is also removed with it. Do you follow?
Yes.
At the time of initiation, Diksha, the spiritual master, does he not take all the karma, the past karma of the Shisha?
He takes, like, court of words, state, you know it. State, when incumbent, it is given to the government. Do you know this? No.
No.
When, suppose a province, the United States, a particular province, that is not working smoothly, properly, in debt or in mismanagement, so on. Then the center captures it.
Oh yes, I understand.
Takes it, the responsibility. And the responsibility is taken by the center, and the staff, that previous staff, allowed to work on the basis. The whole management, the whole administrative staff, not cancelled. Only the leader, the managing capacity of new nature passed through them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Vidai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How do I love?
9:15.
When Draupadi first saw Karna, when she first saw Karna, she had some feeling, apparently, that Karna was her son, but she didn't approach him.
Oh,
it was a Kunti.
Kunti.
Kunti. When Kunti first saw Karna.
Some intuition, intuitive impression.
Yeah, but she didn't approach him to reveal.
Yes.
Can you, is there some reason why?
some social difficulty.
Keep pursuing it.
কুন্তি প্রথমে যখন কর্ণকে দেখে খানিকটা অ্যাট্রাকশন বোধ করেছিল কিন্তু পরিচয় দেননি। নির্গুণ থিংস হোয়াট ইজ নির্গুণ উই ক্যানট ফাইন্ড ফল্ট উইথ দেম মেজারিং ফ্রম দি স্ট্যান্ডার্ড অব দিস মান্ডেইন ওয়ার্ল্ড ইট মে কাম ইন এনি ফর্ম in the lowest form, in the lowest standard. A devotee may take birth in the lowest section, even may take birth in the animal animal section, but still it may be nirgun. So, they are all Parshada. The Kunti, Pandava, they are taken down here from Goloka. They are in the relativity of the pastimes of Krishna himself. So their activities should not be judged. That is Gyanasunna Bhakti. They come to play. Suppose a king's son, he is selected by the drama party to play the part